ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஜயோ ராதா மாதவ கொஞ்சாதி ஹாரி, ஜய ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி. கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவர தாரி, யசோதா நந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யசோதா நந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யசோதா நந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனசாரி, ஜயோ ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி. ஜயோ ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி. கோபிஜனவல்லப கிரிவரதாரி, ஜயோ யசோதநந்தன ப்ரஜஜனரஞ்சன யசோதநந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யசோதநந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன ஜமுனா தீரவனசாரி, ஜமுனா தீரவன ஜயோ ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரி கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரி கிருஷ்ணா Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhu Prabhu Jaya Jaya Prabhu Jaya. Jaya
श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय गंधराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जाए गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम ज्ञान तमुरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले Sayam rupa kadamaiham dadati sapadantikam. Vande aham Sri Guru Sridhuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Nevaisnavamsta Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitam Sto Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Vauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharam Sri Vasadi Sri Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Jaya Bhutaka Swami Niti Namini Namacha Japadaya Nitaka Putaya Nangauro Katha Dhamma Daya Tamadi Devam Karuna Nidhanam Tamalavaranam Sahitavataram Apara Samsara Samudra Setum Bhajamahe Bhagavata Sarupam Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Third Canto, 29th Chapter and 15th Slok Nise Bite Nani Nimite Nam Sadharme Namahi Asa Kriya Jogena Sastena Nati Himsena Nittasam Nise Vita Na Nimittena Sadharmena Mahi Asa Kriya Jogena Sastena Nati Himsena Nittasam Nise Vitena Nimittena Sadharmena Mahi Asa Kriya Jogena Sastena Nati Himsena Nittasam देवती में नहीं है। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Translation. A devotee must execute his prescribed duties, which are glorious, without material profit, without excessive violence. One should regularly perform one's devotional activities. Purport. It is long purport, 2 pages. One has to execute his prescribed duties according to his social position as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. The prescribed duties of the 4 classes of men in human society are also described in Bhagavad Gita. The activities of Brahmanas are to control the senses and to become simple, clean, learned devotees. The Kshatriyas have the spirit for ruling. They are not afraid on the battlefield and they are charitable. The Vaishyas are mercantile class of men, trade in commodities, protect cows and develop agricultural produce. The Shudras or labor class serve the higher classes because they themselves are not very intelligent. From every position, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sakarmena Tamabhascha, one can serve the Supreme Lord by performing one's prescribed duties. It is not that the Brahmana can serve the Supreme Lord and not the Shudras. Anyone can serve the Supreme Lord by performing his prescribed duties under the direction of a spiritual master or representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one should not think that his prescribed duties are inferior. A Brahmana can serve the Lord by using his intelligence, and the Kshatriyas can serve the Supreme Lord by using his military arts, just as Arjuna served Krishna. Arjuna was a warrior. He had no time to study Vedanta or other highly intellectual books. The damsels in Brajadham were girls born of the Vaishya class, and they engaged in protecting cows and producing agriculture. Krishna's foster father, Nanda Maharaj, and his associates were all Vaishyas. They were not at all educated, but they could serve Krishna by loving him and by offering everything to him. Similarly, there are many incidents in which Chandala or those lower can Shudra have served Krishna. Also, the sage Vidura was considered as Shudra because his mother happened to be Shudra. There are no distinctions, for it is declared by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita that anyone engaged specifically in devotional service has elevated to the transcendental position without a doubt. Everyone Peshka's duty is glorious if it is performed in devotional service of the Lord. Without desire for profit, such loving service must be performed without reason, without impediment, and spontaneously. Krishna is lovable, and one has to serve him in whatever capacity one can. That is pure devotional service. Another significant phrase in his verse is Nati Hinsena, with minimum violence or sacrifice of life. Even if a devotee has to commit violence, it should not be done beyond what is necessary. Sometimes question is put before us. You ask us not to eat meat, but you are eating vegetable. Do you think that it is not violence? The answer is that eating vegetable is violence, and vegetarians are also committing violence against other living entities because vegetables also have life. Non-devotees are killing cows, goats, and so many other animals for eating purpose. And a devotee who is vegetarian is also killing. But here significantly it is stated that every living entity has to live by killing another entity. That is the loss of nature. Jiva, jivasya, jivanam. One living entity is the life for another living entity. So, but for a human being, that violence should be committed only as much as necessary. A human being is not to eat anything which is not offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jagya Sishta Sana Santa. One becomes freed from all sinful reaction by eating foodstuff which are offered to Jagnya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee therefore eats only prasadam or foodstuff offered to the Supreme Lord. And Krishna says that when a devotee offers him foodstuff from the vegetable kingdom with devotion, he eats that. A devotee is to offer to Krishna foodstuff prepared from the vegetable. If the Supreme Personality Godhead wanted foodstuff prepared from him, animal food, the devotee could offer his, but he does not order to do that. We have to commit violence, that is natural law. We should not, however, commit violence extravagantly, but only such as ordered by the Lord. Arjuna engaged in the art of killing, and although killing is, of course, violence, he killed the enemy simply on Krishna's order. In the same way, if we commit violence as it is necessary, by the order of the Lord, that is called Nati Himsena. We cannot avoid violence, for we are put into the conditional life in which we have to commit violence. But we should not commit more violence than necessary or than ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the end of PowerPoint translation. A devotee must execute his prescribed duties, which are glorious, without material profit, without excessive violence. One should regularly perform one's devotional activities. Nimittena namittena sadharmena mahiyasa kriya jogena sastena nati himsena nityasa. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada explain clearly our prescribed duties. One has to execute his prescribed duties accordingly to his social position as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So whole Bhagavad Gita describes only kartavya, prescribed duties. Although Bhagavad Gita divided into three portions, first six chapters is called Karma Satak, described in karma. What is karma? What is the definition of karma? How many karma? Karma divided into three portions, karma, akarma, vikarma, and reaction of the karma, karma reaction, vikarma reaction, and akarma. And this is Krishna wants to make us understand. One has to do your duty, simultaneously you will do devotional service to please Lord. In first chapter, Arjuna wants to leave his duty and wants to make himself as a beggar. This is better, better life. But but Krishna puts in dilemma. No, you have to do your duty and simultaneously you have to do your devotional service activity. Both ways. That just say Krishna. Now Arjuna brings three questions in whole Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna has 16 questions. After hearing first chapter, second chapter, Arjuna asks him his question. Arjuna said, in Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavad Gita summary is put in second chapter. That is a karma yoga, gyan yoga, dhyan yoga, and bhakti yoga. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has summarized the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita as being the contents of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Then Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Arjuna took initiation from him. Then Krishna started for teachings. First, he gave Atma Gyan. I am not this body, I am soul. Then he described the Karma Kanda. You are a Khatra, you have to do your duty. Then he describes devotional service from 39 to 72 slokas. Then after hearing all the verses, Arjuna put one question. Oh Krishna, jayasi sas karma naste mata buddhi janardana tam kim karmani ghore mangniya jayasi kesava. Oh Krishna, oh Kesava, why you want to be engaged me in ghastly welfare? If you think that intelligence is better than fruitive activities, fruitive works. Arjuna said, please tell me the second verse. Arjuna says, Vyami Srivena Vakyanam Mata Buddhi Mahasivame. You are telling, do your duty, same time you are telling, do your devotional service. So you are making a dilemma. So what to do? Anyone you can tell me. I can do my bhajan. Bhakti yoga is very nice. I can do my bhajan, devotional service. But at the same time, how is it possible to do fighting also? Then Arjuna, same question, he arises three times. In fifth chapter also same question. With devotional service I have to work or not? That question Arjuna, this Arjuna's questions or our question? we are doing our devotional service, sometimes we have to maintain our prescribed duties. Sometimes neophyte devotees, when he first come to our devotional service, emotionally, he may say, Prabhu, I can leave my office job or family job. I have to engage this devotional service very nice. I can engage my life fully in devotional service. Sometimes you can have that. But Krishna says no. That's why all the devotees, all we are, we practitioners, should understand the Bhagavad Gita for us, for me, not for Arjuna. In Gita Mahatma, there is one verse, Sarva Upanishado Gava Dugdha Gopala Nandana Partha Vasa Sudhir Bhakta Dugdham Gita Mritam Mahat. All Vedic Shastra is a cow, consider as a cow. And Bhagavan Krishna, Gopal, his position is a milking of the cows. And Arjuna as a calf. So we are, sometimes we are serving cows or protecting cows. We are maintaining cows for getting milk, like that. So milk for calf or human being? That is the question. Last year, the foreigner management came to manage Mayapur, ISKCON Mayapur. First, they started, he cannot go to milking cow. So milk for calf, milk not for human being. Third is the proper answer, milk for cows or human being? Both. But main purpose is human being. That's why Bhagavad Gita is like a nectarian milk. So milk for, that's why he said, Parthavatsa Sudhir Bhakta. Sudhi means those people are very intelligent or sober person like a Buddhiman, Buddha Bhava Samannita, intelligent person and Buddhiman, Jobhagyavan, they can be understand, they can be understood the Bhagavad Gita. That's why Bhagavad Gita for us, not for Arjuna. That's the whole Bhagavad Gita described as if do your prescribed duties. And same time, you should think of me. Mam anusmara yudhyasa. Do your duty, same time you think of me. Because I am the creator, maintainer. G-O-D, G-O-D got G for generator, O for operator, D for destroyer. Krishna says in Govardhan Lila, Govardhan Dharan Lila, past times, you can see. Krishna says, I am holding the Govardhan Hill. I am holding the Govardhan Hill. Means, I am holding your problems. There's significance in that. I am holding your problems. I am holding your family life. Who is holding our family life? Sometimes we are telling that, who is God? I cannot believe the God. Because I am working, I am getting money, I am maintaining myself and my family life. So, but Krishna says, I am holding your family. This is a significant. I am holding Govardhan Hill. So who is holding? Krishna or us? Krishna or? Krishna is holding. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 7 chapters, he said, Bhumi apanalo bayu khagmana buddhi revata. I am creating everything. Earth, water, fire, ether, everything. We are getting free air, no? whatever we earning money, we just buying from market vegetables or something. But air, light, sometimes we have seen if patient admit in hospital, sometimes patient cannot take breath properly. Then hospital doctor said, we should put in a ventilator. By ventilator, the patient can take oxygen. Right? Then after patient cure, the hospital man make a long bill, oxygen bill. But can you think that from my birth, from my beginning of the human life, till date, we are taking how much oxygen we took? If Krishna sent you with one meter machine with setting with your nose, and how much oxygen goes and coming and outing, so how much bill you have to pay? If you think that, anybody here, raise your hand. By earning my money, I can buy oxygen, I can take. Yes or not? Jaisi Krishna says, I am holding your family, holding you and your family. Light, AC, light, fan, we are using. The end of the month, you have to pay bill. Yes or not? But you see outside, one big halogen set up by Lord from morning to night, means 5 to 5. So how much bill you have to pay that night? Can you imagine? No. So God is supplying. But you have to understand using my our intelligence. That's why Krishna says, I am holding you and your family. Once, one man has seen the one bullock car driver. He's driving bullock car, and he's sitting on bullock car, but holding one bag of full bag, 50 kilos rice bag. He's holding on his head. One man asked him, "Why are you holding the bag, sitting on the car, bullock car? How taking the heavy load?" He said, he replied, "My bullock is not so much healthy. If I put that bag on the bullock car, maybe that bullock, the bull, maybe feel so load, no?" So man is laughing. We are doing like that. The Krishna is holding family, Krishna is maintaining us. But we think, no, I am the maintainer of my family or my life. Right? That's why Krishna says, I am holding your all responsibility. I am holding your life. I am holding your wealth. I am holding your health also. And sometimes we are thinking that doctor can save us. You may have heard that Alexander story, Greek Alexander. His last life means he was in a deathbed. He called all ministers and secretaries. Then he told them, after my death, you people have to fulfill my wishes. Then one minister said, okay, Maharaj, you should tell whatever your wishes. His first wish is, he said, after my death, doctors should carry my coffin to Burning Ghat. Okay, the secretary is not down. Then second wish. please tell your second wish. Then Alexander said, the doctor should carry out that my coffin, but on the way to my palace, to Burning Heart, on the way, whatever I earning, the gold, jewel, wealth, you should put on the whole, decorated on the way, on the road, fully decorated by jewel and money, wealth, whatever I earn. Third wish is that when the doctor carry out that dead body or coffin, so make me two hands can be, what, the ceiling, magician? Should be out of that coffin. Should be out of that coffin. Then one minister, by the respectfully, he asked, Maharaj, why you wishes that type of mystery of the wishes? What is the meaning of the wishes? He said, whatever my realization, whole life, whatever I learned from my life, I want to teach all our prajas. All the people can learn that. First wish. What is the first wish? Doctor should carry my coffin. He said, first, doctor should understand. Doctor cannot survive the patient. That is in Bengali called Rakhe Hari Mareke. If Hari protect, nobody can make me die. Mareke. And Mare Hari Rakheke. If Hari try to make him dead, so who can save him? Who can save him? That's why doctors should understand. And whatever earn, jewel, wealth, whatever, you can throw on the whole road. Means, you cannot take it back, your next life. You just leave everything here. And out of that body, the two hands, both sides you can hang in. That means, Samrat Alexander, Emperor Alexander, he came with empty hand. He is going back with empty hand. These are the three wishes. So everybody should understand that. But we are thinking that I can take whatever I earn. No. Whatever we are getting in this life, enjoy or misery, that is the reaction of last birth. Whatever we are doing, we will get next life. This is true. Just like we are working in our office or company. This is August, month of August, right? We got salary for this month or last month? Last month's salary we'll get this month. And this month work, we'll get salary next month. Whatever you're getting, misery or enjoyment, everything, this is our own karma reaction, past karma reaction. That's why Krishna says, I am holding your health also. I am holding your karma, I am holding your mind. Your mind is fickle, going here and there. I am also holding your mind. Just your mind engaged to me, Manumana Bhava Madhvakta. I am holding your future. We don't know whatever you are, our future. But Krishna knows. You can see in Mahabharata, in 11th chapter, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this Kurukshetra fighting, Kurukshetra Yudh. I already decided. I killed Duryodhana, Bhishma, Karna, and Jayadrathas. Arjuna is very afraid about Bhishma, Karna, Drona, and Jayadrathas. Jayadrath has benediction from Shiva. Once upon a time, he can defeat all the Pandavas. He is very upset. What is time come for the all the Pandavas defeated by Jayadrath? Then in Visarupa form, Krishna said to Arjuna, now Jayadrath will be killed. You can go to whole history in Mahabharata. Jayadrath, Jayadrath, then same day when Abhimanyu killed, same day Arjuna take a vow, tomorrow I kill Jayadrath. If I not kill, then I'll go to fire. Then whole day, the Kauravas, they try to hiding Jayadrath. End of the day, Krishna says, this is a big dilemma. So Krishna says, okay, you know all the history, that sunset, then after sunset, the fighting is over, all the fighting, then Jayadrath came out. Then Krishna says, no, till sun is there, you should kill Jayadrath. Then Jayadrath running, and behind Arjuna also running. Then once upon a time Arjuna tried to kill Jayadrath. Then Krishna says, you should be very dangerous position. You should be very careful. He just chopped the Jayadrath head, but he cannot fell down on the earth. He should carry out, go to father's lap. Otherwise, he has one benediction. Who kill the Jayadrath and head is fall down, make fall down, then he would be killed. There's so many history, past time you can see that our future life, who knows? Krishna knows. Krishna says, I am holding you. Just be with me. Krishna, just be with me. Krishna gave me all our necessities. Also Krishna do not give all things to all people. Krishna says, I am giving you according to your past karma. Now all the people not getting all the things. But you should be understood and pacify. Whatever I got, whatever I have, you should engage to devotional service and make a peaceful life. Once, a rich man looked through his window and saw a poor man picking something from his dustbin. The rich man thanks God. Oh God, thank you. I am not poor. He is thanking God. A poor man looked around and he saw a naked man on the street misbehaving. The poor man is also giving thanks. He said, thank you, thank God. I am poor, but I am not madman. The madman looked around and he saw an ambulance carrying on the patient to the hospital. The madman, he also thanking God. He said, thank you, God. I am mad, but I am not patient. The patient in the hospital, he said, saw that trolley taking a dead body to crematorium place. But Sigmund also thanking God. Sigmund said, thank you, God. I am not dead. Only one man cannot give thanks to God. Who? A dead man. So we people are dead men. The whole society, they are not thanking God. Not thanking God means dead man. So that's why we should be understood. Any or every situation, we should be make a peaceful life. And do your sadhana, do your duty. So, that's why whatever we have, Krishna says here, Sukhdev Goswami, and Lord Kapila, asking us, whatever we have, you should engage to Lord's service, and do your prescribed duty, and nicely do your bhajan, very peaceful life. Whatever you have, Lord Kapila says, Srila Prabhupada describes, the devotees, whatever they have, they should be engaged in devotional service, like foodstuff, work, everything. One small site, he's asking to God, oh God, if you are everywhere, why not fulfilling my wishes? If you are everywhere, why not fulfilling my wishes? Lord says, my dear child, I am everywhere as a Wi-Fi. But you should be connected with correct password. The correct password is love, bhakti, devotion. Krishna can protect you, Krishna can guide you. He is a good guider. So that's why, whatever we have, what we live there, we are all enjoying, no? Enjoying or suffering in devotional life? Enjoyable life, anandam buddhi vardhanam. Whatever we have, we just connected with Lord. When bhakti enters to food, the outside people, they are taking food, we are also taking food. But we offer to Lord. When bhakti enters to food, food becomes prasadam. Same thing, prasadam. When bhakti enters to water, water becomes charanamit. Same water becomes charanamit.
Purpose is just offer. Sometimes people are hunger. You know, when bhakti enters to hunger, hunger becomes fasting. Just yesterday we got fasting up to till noon. Fasting. When bhakti enters to pilgrimage, or that traveling. When bhakti enters to travel becomes pilgrimage. Tirtha jatra. People are traveling, but we are also traveling, retreat, traveling. We are traveling as a tirtha jatra. When bhakti enters to music becomes kirtan. People are also listening music, but our music is kirtan. When bhakti enters to work becomes seva. When bhakti enters to home becomes a temple, mandir, becomes temple. Just engage everything. When bhakti enters to man becomes human. man becomes he were Mahan, Mahan. Also, we are using so many website, WhatsApp. Then said, when bhakti enters to WhatsApp, WhatsApp also becomes satsanga. Satsanga. So whatever we have, just engage to Lord and do your prescribed duty, and you can please the Lord and make your life successful. That's why Prabhupada said, read Bhagavad Gita, make your life sublime. Prabhupada said. So Bhagavad Gita and Samudra means ocean. There is a one similarity there. It's a Gahira, it's a deep. He's very deep. Ocean is very deep and Bhagavad Gita's knowledge is very deep. Both are deep. But if you take bath in Samudra, ocean, you can may die your life, you know? But you go to Bhagavad Gita, take bath. The one Samudra, you can leave your body. In Bhagavad Gita, you can liberate your human life. That's the Bhagavad Gita. That's the Prabhupada describe whole Bhagavad Gita in its purport. Specifically 15 shlokas purport, Prabhupada connected all the Bhagavad Gita's knowledge. So time Eva, 2 minutes we have left. So if you have any question and comments. Any questions? Yes, sir, you are very much. I cannot catch your question. Okay. They stop. They make us stop to milking. Okay. Then what that? The cow, how much took? Then he is coming to infection on the milking bit, no? What is it called? So started to infection. Then again they resume that oxen, then it start milking. Then we start. This is the God's arrangement. Whatever milk, there is a quota. One quota for calf, other quota for human being. Is it? If anybody has any experience for milking cow, milking, the end, you cannot get any milk. Then you can leave the calf also taking milk. You cannot get, but calf, this calf's quota is there. Mother cow, she is saving the calf quota. That is the system. There's a lot. It's a good arrangement. When you take birth, you cannot take anything. Only mother's breast milk and cow milk. After you started eating, nonsense eating also, then foodstuff also consuming, you know. You cannot get totally foodstuff. Mother's milk also stop. You cannot get cow milk. So God said, he just depend on God. God said, Sarva dharman paritejo mahamekam sarang bhajo. He leave your all the nonsense thing, just depend on me. I will protect you. Not only he is saying, his activities in Vrindavan Lila, he performed that activities. Rajavasis, Pandavas, everywhere. he made a condition when Kurukshetra will start. Krishna went to Buaji, who is it? Buaji? Mother Kunti. My dear mother, please give your 5 sons. I will give back you. He made an agreement, you know. Say, he gave back or not? Gave back or not? The Krishna promised us, just surrender unto me, I will protect you. I will maintain you. I will supply you whatever your necessities. I will supply you. So he is supplying. You have to understand that. He is supplying. Supplying is not. We can understand by the grace of Guru and grace of Srila Prabhupada, grace of Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the grace of Lord Krishna, we can understand. But before our devotional service, we cannot be understood. By the mercy of Guru, people can understand what Krishna giving us. Till after last breath, Krishna supplying the oxygen or whatever our necessities. That's why we have to depend on Krishna. We have to connect with Krishna. Whatever we use, whatever we eat, what do they call? 9:27 Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat johasi, dadasi, jat tapasasi konteva, tat krishna, mat arpanam. Whatever you eat, whatever you do, whatever do your austerity, just connect with me. Then you will become purified soul. Harival. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. So I am going to leave tomorrow for my Balaram Dev Jatra will be completed from tomorrow. So, from here I will go to, not Mayapur, I am going to, I have a small center in Durgapur. I am managing that. Although I am in Mayapur, I am staying in Mayapur, holding whole Sankirtan department. And I am working with also all the teaching activities like Sankirtan Prachar, Namata preaching, Gita course, Bhakti Viksha, campus preaching, school preaching. Now starting tribal preaching also. I am coordinating all the preaching, divisional head. Also, last Indian Management Bureau engaged me as a AIDC chairman. I am also doing that. The whole India divided 4 divisions. So AID Eastern Divisional Council, Board Council, I am acting also as the chairman, and also Durgapur management. So I have to do there in Janmashtami festival. After that, I will go to Burma for 1 month. GVC is sending me GVC Sannas. This is my last year to get Sannas. GVC sending me as Burma. 1 month I have to travel all Burmas. And 1 month I have to travel with Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj. So this is my mission by GVC ministry. Then after that I will go to Bhishma Panchaka. Many people are coming. Bhishma Panchaka. This year Gurumaj also stay there with us. Then Puri Parikram. Then after that Gita Jayanti Marathon, Gita Mela in Mayapur, Gita Jayanti Festival. Then I was traveling to jungle safari for tribal fishing for 1.5 months. Then for 1 month for Bangladesh, that's just before Gaur Purni, for annual program. Whole Bangladesh, big, big cities, we have a pendle program every year. Youth preaching and congregational preaching and student preaching, 3%. Student means youth and student means small kids up to 10th standard.
whole month. That is the program, whole schedule to Gaurpanim. So I am inviting you. So please come in Mayapur. by the grace of Guru Maharaj and Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, we are waiting for a Sarvi waiter. Please come and visit Mayapur and give us opportunity to serve you. So whenever you are in Mayapur, please inform us. I have one office, small office. Mayapur, Sankirtan Seva office. Sankirtan building in part of Panchayatva building. That's a big building for Sankirtan. Sankirtan. Those who are distributing books, they are staying there. We have 106 brahmacharis engaged in distributing books. Actually, beginning of my life started with book distribution. Till I am distributing books. After yesterday, after lecture, we went to her town. So we just described glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. We distributed 21 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. So because from today, Guru Maharaj started the Bhagavatam Marathon. Just December Gita Marathon, Bhagavatam, Bhadra Purnima, up to Bhadra Purnima, 14th September. We have to work on distributing Bhagavatam set. Only focus on Bhagavatam set. Because Prabhupada said, I want that every respectable person has a full set of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Narada Muni, he predicted, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Piti Viti Asidata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Pratar Hove Mor Nam. Mor Nam, holy name will be distributed. People can send all over the world. Also, Narada Muni predicted, oh, Vyasadeva, you just write Srimad Bhagavatam. I have responsibility to distribute Bhagavatam door to door. Tad bhag visarbhava janata kaviplava jasmin patisilakam avadda vattavi namani antasra jasam ketani jat. Srinante, gayante, grihanti sadhava. There's a famous slope. So, since it is a Narada Muni predictor, every house should have Bhagavatam set. So, personally, you can take it to Bhagavatam set. And you also push Bhagavatam set. Your relative, neighbor, office man, or worker, whoever touch with you, whoever connected with you, we just push Bhagavatam set. This is a month. You can get blessings from Bhagavatam. This is a Kali Yuga. Three avatars. One is holy name. Second is Srimad Bhagavatam. And third is Jagannath. This is called Nam Brahma, Sabda Brahma, and Daru Brahma. So Prabhupada gave us three shelters. So Nam Brahma is a holy name, pure name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Sabdhama, literary incarnation, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Daru Brahma Jagannath. Jagannath Seva, Bhagavatam Seva, and Nam Seva. Prabhupada gave us three shelters. We are getting opportunity to get three shelters. And by the three shelters, we have to complete our sadhana. That's why in 10 offenses against the holy name. Fourth offense is Shruti Shastra Nindanam. Shastra Nindanam. If you serve Shastra to read, to push, to distribute, you can get the blessing from Shastra. Then he can get test the holy name. That's why Prabhupada said, without books, no preaching will affect. That's why we have to push Bhagavatam set and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Other books can get as a gift. Just focus on Srimad Bhagavatam. Every house should set that. Because Bhagavatam is Swayam Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna, Swayam, his incarnate as a Bhagavatam set. So please, Guru Maharaj said, every ISKCON people
peoples try to distribute Bhagavatam set for whole month, Bhadra month. From started from today to last Bhadra Purnima will come 14th September. Particular that day, we have to read Bhagavatam, we have to distribute particular day, the Purnima day, full moon day. We have to donate somebody, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we will get complete fee, we will go back to Godhead. So that's why Bhagavatam Seva. Sadaya Sevya, Sadaya Sevya, Srimad Bhagavati Katha. Bhagavatam ke Seva ki diye. Keval Bhagavatam Seva. Sadaya Sevya, Srimad Bhagavati Katha. Bhagavatam ke Sravan, Bhagavatam ke Chintan, Bhagavatam ke Prasar. Harichittam samasre, jasa sravana matrena harichittam. As soon as you started hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Hari come to on your heart manifest. Srimad Bhagavatam. So, he's very dear to Lord Krishna. Also Prabhupada. He, whatever he has energy, he put into Srimad Bhagavatam. Before his creating. He started work on Bhagavatam in his household life. No? He started from there and end of the life. End, last breath, he is working on Bhagavatam. Right? He just gave importance and more energy to Bhagavatam read and distribute Bhagavatam. Gantaraj Bhagavatam ki? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Gwinnadari Prabhuji ki, Guru Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Krishna, we have heard from Prabhuji how busy he is. In spite of his busy schedule, Prabhuji has taken time to come over here and enlighten us. So we'd like to thank Prabhuji by chanting one time Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So we are looking for Prabhuji's next visit very soon. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we would like to thank all the devotees who have attended today's morning program. Our Janmashtami celebrations for this year, it starts from today evening. So today evening we have a special class. And Sri Udupi Sri Krishna to be given by His Grace Chaitanya Chandra Das Prabhuji. And there is a Hindi High DC course at 4:30 PM. Today will be a question answer session. Those devotees who have registered, please come and attend. And next month, first week, there will be a Sanskrit classes. It will be started with, for the new batch. Those beginners would like to take up the Sanskrit learning, please contact His Grace Saraswati Chaitanya Prabhuji, Gopinath Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. So we would like to request all the devotees to come forward to sponsor for the Janmashtami festivals. And also we need the volunteers for serving in the temple for cleaning and cleaning the floor, cleaning the utensils. So please again contact His Grace Saraswati Gopinath Prabhuji. Today's Boga to the Lord in the morning, it was offered by Sri Narinder Kapoor Prabhu and family. So we will be praying to the Lord Narasimhadev for the well-being of our sponsor and also for Prabhuji and for all our the devotees assembled here. We will have the Narasimha prayer in the main temple. Hare Krishna.
Next visit. Bless you.